The digital health revolution seems to finally be arriving. So who's looking out for the patients?
The FDA was never really designed to be that sort of police for the industry.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. This year's CES trade show in Las Vegas included a major focus on digital health, from devices to apps that monitor, diagnose, or even help you pay for some healthcare. And all kinds of consumer tech companies are getting into the business. In fact, Amazon put up a job posting this week looking for an expert in health privacy regulations. And the FDA made moves in 2017 to make it easier for companies to enter the digital health space. So to wrap it all up, it's time for Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a look at the big picture around a big tech story. Christina Farr is a technology and health reporter for CNBC.com. Christina, let's start with the FDA. What are they doing?
It's almost like the TSA pre-check at the airport. So if you're a medical device or a new drug, you have to go through that traditional approval process, which is like standing in that really long line and having to take your shoes off at the airport and that whole nightmare. But if you're a digital health company, the FDA has basically said, we've deemed you lower risk. You're not making claims around disease. You're not claiming to diagnose or prevent. Instead, you're making more generalized claims around wellness. And in that case, they basically said, you know, is there a shorter line that we can put you on where you can get approved more quickly? And to that end, they brought on companies like Apple, Samsung, and Fitbit and said, you know, we want to work with you. Please advise us.
I feel like once you bring Apple and Samsung and Google on to talk about those standards are likely to fall in favor of the manufacturers, right? Which might be fine, but worth noting.
Yes, absolutely. Even some of the things that we see Apple doing, for instance, the Apple Heart study that made big news a month ago, where they said, you know, is there a way for us to use our Apple Watch to detect heart rhythm disorders and specifically arrhythmias? And they said, you know, we want to collect a huge group of people and we want to test this and see if our theory is right. But even that carries with it some risk because they could tell Apple could notify someone that, you know, they're actually fine when in fact they really need to get to the ER immediately and are having a heart attack, or it could send all these people, and this is probably more likely, to the hospital, to their doctor that are actually perfectly fine and what they're experiencing is normal.
And then in terms of regulation, the FDA didn't start regulating devices until 1976. And then there are some devices or even underlying technology that's essentially grandfathered in. What does that mean for people as they are trying this stuff out?
Yeah, that's a great question. And a lot of this is because the FDA has been around for decades. And when they decided what they would regulate, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, certain categories within medicine were not that complicated. Some examples of that, you know, a lot of blood tests are not actually regulated by the FDA. They're in a separate category. And now we have artificial intelligence and we have medical apps. You know, these are all areas that are fairly new and the FDA is kind of trying to keep up with that. It's been a sort of a challenge in this industry because there isn't really a watchdog. The FDA was never really designed to be that sort of police for the industry and say, you know, this app, this one needs to be regulated. Why haven't you gone through an approval process? It's more about, you know, the companies submit themselves and the FDA works with them to get them approved.
That's Christina Farr, technology and health reporter for CNBC.com. And there's big money in this space, too. A report out Thursday from consulting group Mercom Capital says venture capital funding in digital health was up 42% in 2017 to $7.2 billion. And to go back and hear my recent interview with FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, subscribe to the Marketplace Tech podcast wherever you like to listen, or check it out on our website, marketplacetech.org. And for Feedback Friday, are you using any gadgets to help track your health? Tell us about it. Email me at mptech@marketplace.org. Stephanie Hughes is the producer of Marketplace Tech. Sarah Brugger and Dan Powell engineer our show. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.